Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Love Hope Radio.
Oh, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Precious Lamb.
yourself known, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We're in your presence. We're in your presence. Hallelujah. We just want to be in your presence, Lord. Ah, yeah,
thank you, Lord.
Oh, we're in the presence of the Lord. We're in the presence. It's in his presence.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
thank
Lord.
God for his presence, his presence, his presence. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. The important part, amen. The important thing is his spirit, his presence. Hallelujah. Thank God for making himself be made known. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory, 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 glory,
thank
glory,
you,
glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, God, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your presence again, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for your presence moving again, Lord. You're moving in our midst, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for visiting us today, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, we're in your presence, in his presence, in his presence. Hallelujah. Lift your hand. Just say, we're in his presence. Hallelujah. Oh, the presence of the Lord is here. Hallelujah. The presence of the Lord is here. Amen. Hallelujah. The important thing. Amen. The important thing. So, Father, we just thank you for your presence this morning. Lord, we thank you for all that you've done for us, all you continue to do, Lord. Asking that you bless the people this morning and bless the line this morning, bless those on Facebook this morning, Lord, and bless our nation, Lord. Touch our president, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Lord, we uphold him because you said that we should do so, Lord. So we uphold the president this morning, Lord. Ask you for the deliverance from the virus, Lord, and all the people, Lord. We have come down with the virus, Lord. We thank you for those that you've healed and those that you are going to lift up in this hour, in this time, Lord. And I just want to thank y'all for Facebook. This is Care Church. Hallelujah. Incorporated. Amen. Arlington, Texas. Thank all of you who are on this morning. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And we appreciate you joining us. Amen. Even on Wednesday nights. Amen.
Yes.
And so I thank all of you out there. May God bless and may God keep you. Amen. 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 Praise God. If you got another song, give us another song. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Before we start, give us another song. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
I climbed up to the highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Down into the deepest valley, looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, no. Nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. Body greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Search all over.
Search all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low.
Lift those hands for real in here. Come on. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Now lift those hands, singers, and let's just give them the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Party greater.
Nobody greater.
Party greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody like you, Jesus. Nobody greater. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank all of y'all who are here this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm sure glad you're here. Amen. Y'all just holler back at me. Say, hallelujah.
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 All right. All right. Amen.
Yeah.
Thanks for being in the land of the living. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God. Amen. For another day. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. I realize it's time for the word. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are you ready, Sister Paige? Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We want to bless God this morning. I woke up with, you know, sometimes we say we woke up this morning with your mind stayed on Jesus. Amen. And I was up about 2:45 this morning. I went to bed early, and so everything I'm giving you just came forth at 2:45. Haven't thought it through yet, but bless God. Amen. And so that's what we have to be ready to listen to God whenever we God gives us something. He wakes us up in the middle of the night, and we have to get up and listen to the voice of God to see what he's saying to you, because even while you sleep, you know, God is still talking to you, even in your dreams. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. And so that's why we have to always have our ears open to hear what God is saying. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. I want to start in Matthew chapter 27 today, part of verses 45. Maybe I start at verse 47, amen. Well, yeah, start at verse 47. I want to talk about today, amen. He tore down the walls. Matthew chapter 27, you can read 47 to 52, I guess, or 51, 52. But anyway, I want to talk about he tore down the walls. Aren't you glad about it?
Amen.
But when I say he tore down the walls, amen,
You wouldn't be here today if he hadn't tore the wall down. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Yeah, there was something stopping you from coming to Jesus. There was something in your way stopping you from being saved, but he tore down the wall. Amen. Aren't you glad that he tore down your wall today? Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. You know how we were. I don't want nobody to say that you was by yourself. I said, you know how we were.
Amen.
Amen. You know how we were, but thank God that God tore down those walls. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it seemed like, I know we was born with it, but it was seemed like just something that was in us that made us resist the will of God. Amen. You know how we resisted. We knew what was right, but we still didn't want to do it. Amen. And it's not only that. Even today, we know what's right, but sometimes we still don't want to do what's right. Amen.
Amen.
When we're doing wrong, we know we're doing wrong, but we still do wrong. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even we go against what we know. Amen. You have the knowledge of God, and yet you go against the knowledge that you have of God. Amen. And you claim that you love God, and you claim that you want to be with God, and you want to go with God, but yet you're violating even the knowledge that you have, the knowledge that you know. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But I thank God that he tore down the walls. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Read, Sister Paige.
Some of them that stood there when they heard that said, this man called Elisha, and straightway one of them ran, took his sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave it to him to drink.
Mm-hmm.
The rest said, let us see where Elijah will come to save him.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice,
mm-hmm.
he yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple were rent in twain from top to bottom, and the earth did quake and the rocks rent.
Mm-hmm.
And the grave was opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. If you look at verse 51, it says, and the veil of the temple was rent in twain from top to bottom, and the earth did quake and the rock rent. Amen. And I just want to talk about he tore down the walls. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
You know, Jesus said he didn't come to take away the law, but he came to fulfill the law.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason Matthew write about this event here is because Matthew is trying to explain that Jesus was fulfilling the law, and that now the veil that was up that was stopping people from getting in, now the veil had been opened up so that we all could come into the presence of God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So he tore down the wall so that we all could come in. Amen.
Amen.
And so thank God that he tore down the walls. Amen. And so this is the great experience of Jesus when he cried out and when he died. You see, whenever you think about a wall or you think about a veil or something, you're thinking about separation.
Right.
And whenever we think about separation, that means we're not connected anymore because there's a veil between us. Or there's a wall in between us. Amen.
Amen.
And whenever there's a veil is up or something, you know, a veil, you know how we have it in our house when we don't want anybody to see the junk we got piled back in the other room. We put up some curtains, amen, so people can't see the junk that you got in the back there. But, you know, Jesus rent the curtain, amen. In other words, everything that was hid back in the most holy place, all of a sudden now he had opened up a way so that we all could come in, amen.
Amen.
He tore down that wall, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. You see, even if you were a Gentile or you was a Samaritan or something, back in those days and in those times is what they had, the temple. The temple was somewhat, you know, made like the tabernacle of Moses, but in those days, the temple, amen, they had a temple there, and in the temple, they had the outer courts, amen, and they had an inner court, and they had what they called the most holy place, amen.
Right. Amen.
On the outer court only the Gentiles could come to the outer court, and the pagans or whoever, they could come to the outer court, but they couldn't come into the inner court. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Only certain people could go into the inner court. It's what we call the holy place. Amen.
Right.
Only certain people could go into that place. And then what they had, the most holy place that was in the temple, only the priests could go into that place. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
And so in between the holy place and the most holy place, there was a curtain. They had a big, thick curtain that was stretched out over the temple or over the tabernacle, which was the big, thick curtain was set. And all of a sudden, when Jesus died, he tore down that wall of separation where there would be no separation between that which is holy and that which is most holy.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody could come in now, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. The Gentiles could come in, amen.
Uh-huh.
The Jews could come in, amen. Everybody could come in now because Jesus tore down the wall of partition that separated us from him.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Aren't you glad you're not separated from God anymore, that Jesus tore down the wall? Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And so even when we look, we go back into the book of Genesis, you know, when we look in the book of Genesis, chapter 3, when Adam, as long as Adam was upright before Adam sinned, God came and visited Adam in the cool of the day, and they had relationship with one another. Amen.
Amen.
But when Adam sinned, amen, he broke the relationship, amen, that was between him and God. Amen.
Amen.
And God couldn't come to him like he always come because of the relationship. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But here now we say, the wall has been torn down. The wall that God put up so that Adam couldn't come into the garden, amen. That wall between you and God, amen, has been torn down. And thank God that because of what Jesus did now, there's no separation because the wall has been torn down.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You can come into the presence of God now because there's no wall, amen. I remember Ronald Reagan, he told Gorbachev, tear down that wall, amen,
mm-hmm.
because it's the wall that everything that had separated you from coming into the presence of God, now that thing had been removed, and now the Bible lets us know we can all come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain present help in the time of need. Aren't you glad that you got a God that he is doing?
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. There's no wall between y'all anymore, us anymore.
Yes.
Because he tore down that wall, the thing that separated us, God tore it down.
Hallelujah.
That thing is not up there anymore. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If you're a sinner, amen, Jesus didn't die just for one person. Jesus died for the whole world. Amen. And because he died for the whole world, he made provision and made a way, amen, that we all could come into God.
Hallelujah.
Because the wall had been torn down.
Hallelujah.
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 See, God tore the wall down in the death of Jesus Christ. And that's what it means. The veil was rent. The veil was rent from top to bottom, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so every time, you know, we think about something that is hidden. Hallelujah. I believe Psalms 18 and 11, he says that God hides himself in thick darkness, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason he hides himself between in the thick darkness is because he don't want you to see him in all of his glory in the condition that you're in. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You see, he wanted Adam back into the garden, but Adam couldn't come back in the condition that he was in. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Amen. He put a flaming sword as a wall to Adam so Adam couldn't get back into Eden, into the garden, in the condition that he was in. It's not that God didn't want Adam back into the garden. It was that he didn't want Adam to come back in that condition. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. It's not that God don't want you to come before him, but he don't want you to come before him in the condition that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
This is why the Bible says, repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This is why God said you need to be washed. You need to be cleansed. I want you to come before me. I want you back in my presence. I've torn down the wall, but I just don't want you to come in the condition that you're in.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So he tore down the wall, amen, so that you can come, amen. Thank God that the wall has been torn down, amen. The curtain was rent from top to bottom, amen. Praise God. And you see, every time there's a curtain, it means something is hid back there. It means you're separated from something. That's something that that you don't want to be exposed. You don't want the dirty laundry exposed, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's why you got them curtains up there, amen, trying to hide all that trash you got back there, amen. Praise. Hide all them clothes you got laying on the floor. That's why you don't want people to come in there because, you see, praise God. But when the curtain is torn, everybody can see what's in there, amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And so God wants you to see him, amen. He wants you to see him as he is, amen. Hallelujah. So he had to hide from you because if you had saw him in his glorious state, in his glorious being, they said God is a consuming fire, so he had to hide himself in the darkness, and because he didn't want to expose himself to you, because he know if you saw him in that condition, you would have died.
Amen. That's right.
So Jesus came so the walls could be torn down, and now we all have a right to go into the presence of God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So God, every time God revealed himself to man, he always revealed himself in a different way, amen. He came to Moses in a burning bush, amen, because that was the way he wanted to reveal himself, amen.
Amen.
Amen. He couldn't reveal himself as God. When I say as God, but he revealed himself in a burning bush, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Because he didn't want Moses to see him exactly the way he is, amen.
Yes.
And I said, thank God that the wall's been torn down, amen.
Hallelujah.
That God wants you to see him even as he is.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And when we talk about these walls, some people get it wrong, amen. Go to Galatians chapter 3, amen. When we go to Galatians chapter 3, see, people read the scriptures, amen, and sometimes they get it wrong and they start thinking wrong. But we got to realize what Jesus did on the cross, amen, what was what give us a right to be able to come into his presence because he tore down the walls, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus was always tearing down walls, amen. And that is why we love Jesus so much, because Jesus tears down the wall.
Amen.
Amen. He do things that other priests didn't do. He did things that other prophets didn't do, amen.
Right.
He did things, amen, that other rabbis didn't do, because he was always tearing down walls, amen.
Mm-hmm.
People had built up walls and everything. And even in religion back in that time, the temple and everything, that was a practice there of separation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Jew couldn't be with the Gentiles, and the man couldn't talk with the women, and all kind of things went on back as a traditional thing, amen?
Amen.
But he tore down the wall. Hebrew chapter 3, verse 26, I believe. Galatians chapter 3. Y'all wait with me here. Galatians chapter 3. Read, Sister Pate. I thought it said 26. Amen.
Thank you. Okay. For ye are all children of God by faith in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm. For we are all children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. Go ahead.
For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
But read on.
They are neither Jew nor Greek. They are neither bond or free. They are neither male or female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus.
So he's saying there's neither male nor female, Jew nor Greek, you know. And everybody think that means you lost your sex, you lost your gender. And they go around saying, oh, there's neither male nor female, Jew nor Greek. All this is saying that right now, because of what Jesus did, the veil being rent from top to bottom, amen,
mm-hmm.
It means that God made an entry so men could come in, so that women can come in, so that Jews could come in, so that Gentiles could come in, for the bond could come in,
yes,
and the free to come in.
Yes.
It didn't mean that you lost your gender to come in.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And people using these scriptures, amen,
for
trying to say that Just because I got the Holy Ghost now and I'm filled with God's Spirit, it doesn't need a male nor a female. You need to know that because Jesus tore down the wall, the only thing it is now that God allows women into his presence, amen.
Amen.
That God allows Jews and Gentiles into his presence. That God allows all people to come into his presence,
yes.
Amen. Not that it changed your gender.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
You hear people quoting this scripture all the time. But Jesus tore down the wall. Huh? Hallelujah. You see, at one time, men didn't talk to women on the street, amen.
Right.
But they found Jesus talking to a woman who was a sinner. And the Pharisees got upset. If he knew what kind of woman that was, he wouldn't be talking to her, amen.
Amen.
But Jesus tore down the walls, amen.
Mm-hmm.
He talked to people that other people couldn't talk to, amen.
Amen.
He was talking to a sinner. Hallelujah. Thank God that the wall has been torn down. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God we don't have to practice that stuff anymore. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God we can get rid of that religious stuff now. Amen.
Amen.
Because Jesus tore down the wall. When the temple was rent, amen, from top to bottom, it means that the wall was torn down that we all now could come into the presence of God.
Amen.
And you trying to use this to say that your gender been changed because you got the Holy Ghost. No, Jesus just opened up the door to let women in where that used to be they couldn't get in. Amen. I said Jesus tore down the walls. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. You see, even in Jesus' time, he tore down the walls. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. He even allowed a woman to wash his feet. Amen.
That's right.
Hallelujah. He even had women disciples. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Mary followed him, amen. Other women followed him, amen.
Yeah.
He tore down the wall. See, he was doing things that other rabbis and other priests didn't do, amen, because of the religious tradition. But when the veil was ripped from top to bottom, amen, after he tore down the wall, amen.
Amen.
Praise God, amen. So
amen.
God gives you a right to come
Thank
in before
you.
Him right now.
Thank
if you are lost, so wherever you are, whether Jew or Gentile,
yeah.
whether you're male or female, whether you're born, whether you're a slave or whoever you are, God said now because of what Jesus did on the cross, you can all now come into my presence.
Amen. That's right.
Hallelujah. You see, that's what the scripture said. He tore down the walls. Amen.
Amen.
There's no difference now. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All under sin. The Bible has declared all under sin.
Mm-hmm.
No matter who you are, whether you're Jew or Gentile, Greek, born, free, whoever you are, we are all under sin. And if you're going to get into the kingdom of God and come before his presence, yes, the curtain's been rent from top to bottom, amen, but you still got to be cleansed before you come in.
Yes, hallelujah.
If you come into the presence of God being unclean, God is a consuming fire. He will consume you, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. He's a consuming fire, amen.
Right.
But he tore down the walls, amen. There's no difference now, amen.
No.
That's what he's saying. There's no difference. We all can come, amen. Gentiles don't have to stop in the outer court anymore. Gentiles now can come into the presence of God, amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He tore down the walls of the priesthood.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see that curtain being rent mean that he tore down some walls. See, that was one time only the high priest could go into the most holy place, amen. But he became that high priest, amen.
Amen.
And when he became that high priest, and then he called us, now you are priests, a royal priesthood. He said, now I made all of y'all priests. It makes no difference between one or the other. You can all come into my presence now because I made you a royal priesthood just so you can come into my presence now. I tore down the wall for you.
Amen.
So you can approach God now.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Used to be just a high priest could approach God, but now we can all approach that God now. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. That's why God had to hide himself because he didn't want anybody looking in on him because they would have been destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be a certain condition to go behind the wall, but
mm-hmm.
he opened up the door. I said, Jesus opened up the door. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Aren't you glad he opened up the door?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He opened up the door. He said, I am the door, amen, that stands between you and the heavenly gate. If any man want to enter, he got to come through me, amen. Because he's the door, the wall, and the thing that separates you, amen. You got to go through the door of Jesus in order to enter in, amen. But he tore down the wall so you can just come on in, amen. Yes. But you got to go through the door, amen. Mm-hmm. If any man come in the other way, he's the same as a thief and a robber.
Yes.
But he tore down the walls, amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. In the book of Ephesians, amen. Go to the book of Ephesians, amen. Ephesians chapter 2, amen.
Amen.
Verses 1 through 4, I believe that's what it is. Hallelujah. But I say he tore down the walls, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. We can all come in now, amen. We can all praise God now. We can all sit together now, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All those different distinctions and everything, there's no difference, amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Not there's no difference in sexes, because as long as you're in the flesh, you're still a woman, you're still a man, you ain't, your sex ain't changed or whatever. But as far as your spiritual part, you can now come into the presence of God just like a man can come, amen.
Mm-hmm.
He invited the whole world in. He didn't just advise, ask that the men come in. He said, I want the women to come too, amen.
Amen.
Amen. He took women on the journey with him, amen. They served him, amen. They was there with him, amen. He did things that other people wouldn't do, so he tore down the walls of prejudice.
Amen.
There's no black or white, no yellow, no green and purple or whatever color people wear. We are all one in Christ Jesus because he tore down the walls, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Everybody that's going to serve God, you got to serve God no matter what color you are. I'm still your brother because we all have one Father, amen. And the wall of prejudice that was put up between blacks and white and Jews and Greeks, now God, I tore those walls down so you all can come together. You can be one mind, one core, one spirit now. I tore down that walls of separation. All this prejudice going on. Like there's a wall between us. There's a wall. You know, we know there's a wall. That's the south side and the north side. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And the railroad track usually run right through the north and the south. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, remove that railroad track. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Move the railroad track. There's no walls anymore. Amen. It's open that you can come in. Amen. Praise God. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. He said, if you would just become a believer, you can come in. He doesn't care, amen, whether you're a prostitute. He doesn't care, amen, if you're a homosexual, amen. He doesn't care, amen, the condition you in. He said, come on in and I'll clean you up and change you.
Yes, amen. That's right. Hallelujah.
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 Amen. Praise God. And if you are a homosexual, amen, you need to come in and clean yourself up, amen. Praise God. We are all sinners, amen. We were sinners. We're not sinners anymore. Amen. We used to be sinners. We might not have been doing the same thing you did, but it was just as bad as you did. Praise God. And so all of y'all, come on in, amen. Don't let nobody keep y'all out, amen. You just can't bring the sin in, amen. He wants the soul to come in, but he don't want the sin to come in. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He tore down the wall so you can get saved. At one time, you see, he tore down that wall because at one time they would take them out and kill them and stone them. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You better be glad that law was changed. Amen.
Amen.
If that law hadn't been changed, amen, you would be dead right now. You would be stoned right now. But Jesus tore down the wall so you can repent.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Did I say chapter 2, 1 through 14?
Let's see.
1 through 4.
Mm-hmm.
Read them. Wait a minute. I don't want that. Amen. Hallelujah. Start at verse 14.
But he is our peace, who have made both one and have broken down the middle wall of petition between us.
Amen. Stop right there. He said, for he is our peace, amen,
mm-hmm,
who has broken down the wall. Come on, I say, he tore the wall down, amen.
Amen.
Amen. See, whatever was stopping us from coming together, he tore down that wall, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Praise God.
And see, that is what Jesus did when the veil was rent from top to bottom, amen. All those things that was against us, praise God, he took them things out the way and nailed them to his cross, amen. So he said, broken down the what? The middle wall.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Having abolished in his flesh the intermediate
enmity,
even the law of commandment contained in an ordinance, for to make himself a twine, when do man so make in peace?
Hey, babe, you see where he tore down the wall? Amen. Well, there was two. He made it one again. Amen. And that's why I don't understand why there's so many religions in the world and so many churches, different faiths in the world, when there's only one now. Amen. Come on, I say he tore down the wall so we could all be the same. Amen. Come on, aren't you glad about it? Amen. At one time, the Gentile wasn't allowed in, but he tore down the wall. Amen. Praise God. If you was a woman, you weren't part of that, amen. But he tore down the wall. Come on, women, raise your voice up and say he tore down the wall.
He tore down the wall.
Amen. So I can come into his presence just like the man can, amen.
Amen.
Come on, Holly, aren't you glad about it?
Amen.
Come on, say he tore down the wall, amen.
He tore down the wall.
There's no separation in God, amen.
Amen.
He tore down the wall, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. We can all be saved together, amen.
Amen.
Amen. We gonna all be caught up together, amen.
Amen.
We're all going to fellowship together. That's why we can all come into one place because he even tore down the walls.
Mm-hmm.
The thing, the partition that was between us, he tore it down. That's what it meant when his rent, when the veil was rent from top to bottom, amen. That everything that caused us to be separated from now, he was bringing us back into the presence of God again. Hallelujah. Thank God for being in his
amen.
Presence again. Aren't you glad for being in the presence of God again, amen? Praise God. Amen. The devil had you separated. Amen.
Amen.
But God brought you back into his presence again. We ought to praise God because God then brought you back into his presence again and he tore down the wall. Whatever was hindering you, he tore it down. You can come now. Come, my people, enter into my chambers. Hallelujah. Hide yourself for a moment until the indignation be passed over. He invited everybody in now. That's why there's no difference because everybody's invited. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And even the one he invited, some of them still didn't come.
That's right.
Read on, sister.
And then he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, making slain the enemy
enmity.
Thereby, and came and preached peace to you, which was far off, and to them that was not.
Amen. He came and reconciled us. He brought us back together. Amen. The wall, whatever it was that had us separated. Amen. Whatever that had man separated from God, he came and reconciled. To reconcile, he brought us back together again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. That thing that was in the way, when the veil was rent, he tore down that wall. Come on. Say, I can come to God now. Amen. Amen. What hinders you from coming to God now? Because the thing that was in the way, amen, now he's brought it back together, and he made one new man. Amen. That's why there's only one body. Amen.
Amen.
And I don't know why the churches and us, we fighting against one another. I know he done tore down the wall. There shouldn't be no separation, amen. There shouldn't be no Baptist and Methodist and Episcopalian and Catholic and Protestant. There's only one faith because he tore down the wall so we all can be the same thing now.
Yeah. Amen. That's right.
You don't have to be no Pentecostal. Hallelujah. Non-denomination, all. We don't have to be all those things down.
Mm-hmm.
Because what separated us shouldn't separate it anymore because Jesus tore down the wall.
Amen.
Shouldn't be black people and white people. He done tore down the wall.
Right.
We should all be one with each other. But somewhere down the line, the devil is still raising his head up. Got us doing things that we shouldn't do, acting like fools, amen, running against one another, fighting against one another, not recognizing we're not fighting against one another, but against principalities and powers and spirits wicked in high places. See, it is
yes.
The devil that's trying to get keep us separated, not God.
Right. Amen.
Come on, say, no more walls.
No more walls.
Let's take the walls down between your sisters and the brother, amen. Tear down that wall, amen.
Mm-hmm.
That wall of unforgiveness that you got in your life, tear down that wall, amen. Praise God. That wall of hate that's going on in your life, tear that wall down. Amen.
Amen.
You ain't talked to your sister in 3 months. Amen. Tear down that wall. You ain't called your brother in 5 years because of something he did 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. I said, Jesus came to tear down the wall. Amen.
Amen.
I said, the veil been rent so we can tear those walls down. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
I know that person did that to you a long time ago. Yeah, I know you might have been raped. You might have been molested in your time. And you've been holding that against somebody all this time. But Jesus came and he said, tear down that wall.
Yes, Lord.
Come on,
amen.
Don't let him have power over you, amen.
Right.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's going about his business every day,
every day.
Like, and he's just singing and skipping, and you over there moaning and groaning and in sorrow and in pain over something that happened 20 years ago. Come on, I said, tear that wall down and let that thing go, amen. Get rid of it, amen.
Amen.
Come on, tear that wall down, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. You might realize the reason the things that are going on in your life the way they're going on is because you done put a wall up, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. The last relationship you had, the man broke your heart, so you got a wall up now.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore you can't enter into another relationship, amen, is because of the wall that is up, amen.
Amen.
Amen. You see, amen. All you got to do is forgive, amen. All you got to do is forgive those persons, amen, and that'll tear that wall down that you have built up within yourself, and you can be free.
Mm-hmm. Amen. That's right.
Whatever you did in the past, amen, that's holding you down, got you in bondage, amen, got you having what you call anxiety attacks, and got you having fear attacks, or whatever you want. All it is a fear attacks, amen.
Amen.
All the something you did in your life, amen. Jesus has forgiven you for that thing, amen.
Amen.
And you letting that thing take rule over you. He said, tear down that wall and let that thing go and stop holding that thing up. Because
amen.
Jesus said, I've died so that you can be forgiven for the whatever sin you did.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He don't hold that thing against you anymore. I'll cast your sin as far as the east is from the west, amen. But you got to tear down that wall like Jesus did.
Mm-hmm.
No more separation.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Women can wash my feet, Jesus said. They can follow me in my ministry. Amen. When it used to be only the men was taught, but now he said women being taught too. He said, because what? He tore down that wall.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, y'all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. God don't just talk to men. He talks to women also.
Amen.
Come on, say, tear that wall down. Amen.
Amen.
See, religion will put walls up and separate us. Amen.
Amen.
But tear down the walls of religion,
amen,
like Jesus did.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you.
If there's a wall up, it ain't Jesus.
Amen.
It must be the devil.
Must be.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you listening to me today? Amen.
We listening.
I'm saying we got to tear down these walls. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You got to call your brother. You got to call your sister, amen.
Amen.
No matter who they are and what they are, amen.
Mm-hmm.
If Jesus suffered for you, you're supposed to suffer for him, amen.
Right.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. He took you back, amen, when you messed up, amen. He forgave you for everything you did.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't hold himself from you, amen, when you needed him.
Yeah.
And you needed him when you was in sin, amen.
Amen.
And that's why he said before you, the foundation of the world, he had already died, amen. But we needed him before you got saved, amen. While we was yet sinners, Christ died for the unrighteous, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And you needed him when you was unrighteous.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to think about other people need you when they are unrighteous.
Amen. Amen.
I said, tear down them walls.
Tear down. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Whatever reason you got up in your life, you're holding against somebody. I said, tear down them walls, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You shouldn't be separated from your sister. You shouldn't be separated from your brother. Whatever's been done, you ought to make up, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You ought to be reconciled, just like it says in Ephesians here. He has reconciled us back to God, amen. Whatever the enmity or whatever that thing was between us, Jesus moved that thing out the way, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God, so that we can now come to him, amen, and we can have a relationship with him as father and son. Regardless of the sin you did in the past, he forgave you.
Yes, he did. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, say, I've been forgiven.
I've been forgiven.
And stop letting that thing rule you. And you start ruling it, amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Hmm? Tear down them walls. Jesus tore down the wall, the partition that was between us. And so now he has abolished in his flesh the law of commandments, you see, is what the law said about this thing, amen.
Mm-hmm.
The law said that, oh, man, I'm going too fast, but I don't know, I might have to slow down to get it all in. How much time I got, amen. Praise God. Huh? Hallelujah. You see, the law had said that the Gentiles couldn't do certain things and people couldn't do certain things. And Jesus had to remove that out the way. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. And so whatever it was that separated man from God, now the way has been made again so that man can come into the presence of God, so that man can receive a kingdom of God. Amen. So he can be put back in the spot like he was in the beginning, where that God will meet him in that spot. God met him in Eden, amen. Eden was called the spot, amen. God met him in that spot. So now God said, I want to meet you in a spot. I want to meet you in the kingdom of God. I want to have fellowship with him. Not only do I want to have fellowship with you, but I want to be in you, and I want you in me, amen. I want to be your God, and I want you to be my people, amen. And so God wants to come back and live again into man.
Amen.
Thank you. See, when we look at the Mount Transfiguration, amen, you see, you have to put a veil on things that's precious because somebody will steal it, amen.
Mm-hmm.
When Jesus went up on the Mount Transfiguration, you see, all of a sudden, amen, transfiguration is when God or humanity meet God, or God meets man, amen.
Mm-hmm.
But on Mount Transfiguration, amen, you see, what was on the inside of Jesus all of a sudden began to glow to the outside.
Yeah.
There was a veil over God,
mm-hmm,
that was in Christ, amen.
That's right.
Come on, I'm talking about the veil, amen.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, God wanted Peter and John, he wanted them to get a glimpse of the glory.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah,
amen.
Praise God. He wants you to get a glimpse of his glory, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so what he did, he pulled back the veil enough, and it got so bright inside until what was on the inside of him all of a sudden began to manifest on the outside, amen.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
Praise God. There was a manifestation took place on the Mount Transfiguration. And all of a sudden, I ain't got time to go to the first Peter, but all of a sudden, Peter said, we saw the glory,
yes,
of the only begotten, amen, of the Father. And we saw that glory. We saw that brightness. It was,
yes,
a bright glory. It was a bright shining, amen. It shined forth out of him. And so because we saw all that glory, then we recognized there was God in Christ.
Amen.
They saw the God that was in him. Because all of a sudden, through the veil of his flesh, he was revealing himself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Aren't you glad that, you see, greater is what's on the inside of you than what's in the world. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And God wants to manifest what's on the inside of you. But the veil got to be rent.
Yes.
Come on. Your flesh got to be rent, amen. You got to carry your flesh, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's on the inside of you, God wants to get it on the outside of you, amen. Because you see what it is, you got all God veiled up. You see, if somebody could look on the inside of you and see what's on the inside of yourself, if you could just pull the veil back, pull the flesh back, and recognize that that is God on the inside of you, but the veil got to be rent.
That's right.
Amen. Hallelujah. You see, God is just waiting to rent your veil so he can manifest himself on the inside of you.
Amen.
Just like he did Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Aren't you glad about it? Amen.
Amen.
You see, that's what the veil was rent. You see, he rent his veil and the glory came out. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
When he rent his veil, the Holy Ghost came out. Amen. Amen. And the reason we are partakers now of his spirit, amen, because his veil had to be rent, or his body had to be torn for us. It had to be broken for us. And when his body was torn or broken for us, amen, that means that what was on the inside of him was able to come on the outside of him, and what came out of him is what's on the inside of you.
That's right. Amen. Amen. You're right.
As God was in Christ, Read on. Let me get through. I got 10 minutes. Amen. I went too fast.
And, okay. Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and the household of God.
Ephesians 2 and what verse was that?
This is verse 19 now.
At verse 19, he said, we're no more strangers. Amen.
Amen.
You see, even back in the Old Testament, the strangers and things couldn't come into the presence of God.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't go to the temple, amen.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Because they was a foreigner, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Aren't you glad you're not a foreigner anymore, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Aren't you glad that God has made you a citizen, amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, amen.
Hallelujah.
Those who weren't citizens of a new kingdom, amen, praise God. Hallelujah. You're a citizen of heaven right now. Amen.
Amen.
And that's why all the laws that the world follow, you're not supposed to follow. Oh, you're supposed to obey them, but you're not under their laws. Amen.
That's right.
You're under the laws of heaven. Praise
Amen.
God. Why? It's because God has made those of you who are saved, he has made you citizen of a new kingdom.
Amen.
This is why we pray, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Let what is in heaven, Lord, come into the earth, amen. Let what is in heaven come into me, Lord. Hallelujah, amen.
Amen.
Let the glory that is in heaven come into me, Lord. Let the power of heaven fall on me, amen. Let the spirit that is in heaven fall on me. Hallelujah. You see, that is why when you pray that, amen, because what? Now you're connected to heaven and earth been connected again.
Amen.
Come on, say, I've been connected, amen.
I
don't care what the devil say, I've been connected, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I don't care what folks say, I've been connected, amen. I'm connected with heaven because I got connected with heaven by the Holy Ghost, amen.
Amen.
Because the veil was rent, amen.
Amen.
Even if you call yourself a Gentile, just say, I'm still connected, amen.
Amen.
If you're a Jew, you're connected, amen.
Amen.
If you're a slave, amen. And that's the good thing about it. Even if you're a slave, you got a job. Don't worry about it. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You might be just a plain labor, but God don't care. You see, everything is equal on the table with God. Amen.
Amen.
How much money you got don't make no difference with God. Amen. Because God have us on the same plane. Because what? He tore down the wall. Come on, said between the rich and the poor man. Amen.
Amen.
See, one time, if you was rich, you could do certain things. If you're poor, you couldn't do certain things. But thank God that he tore down the walls. Amen.
Yes.
If he hadn't tore down that wall, I wouldn't be saved because I came from a poor family. Not a poor family, a poor family. There's a difference between poor and poor.
Amen.
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 See, when you're poor, you're eating government cheese and rice. Praise God. And carnation powder milk.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you're poor.
Mm-hmm.
You're not poor, but you're poor. And I came from a poor family. Shotgun house, amen. No walls in it, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing but a shell on it, amen. Poor family, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Outside bathroom, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Fight the, if you go to the bathroom, you have to fight the snakes.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God, amen. Mosquitoes, mm-hmm. amen. Praise God. I came from a poor family. But thank God that he tore down the walls. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. So that poor people can come into his presence now.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. That's what I thank God for.
Amen.
That he was able to save me, even though I came from a poor family, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no difference between the rich man and the poor man. Come on, y'all.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And then even today, I got to quit. I'm going to finish this Wednesday night. He tore down the walls because there's a lot of other things that Jesus, the walls Jesus tore down and people still got them up, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. I woke up with this morning. Amen. Tore down the walls, y'all. Amen. That's a lot of walls, y'all, keeping up with the law. But the law, remember, he fulfilled the law. He tore down the walls.
Mm-hmm.
If the wall's been torn down, there's no difference. You might think you because you're a Hebrew Israel.
Hebrew Israelite.
Hebrew Israelite, you think because you're a Hebrew Israelite, amen, you got special privilege, but he tore down the wall. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You might call yourself a child of Abraham, amen, and you think it's good to be through the covenant of Abraham, but just because you call yourself a child of Abraham, amen, you still got to come through the same door that everybody else comes through because he tore down that wall, amen.
Right. Amen.
Praise God, amen. And you can't get in just because you said you're a child of Abraham. You got to be a child of God, hallelujah, because he tore down that wall, amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Aren't you glad about it, amen? Come on, say the wall's been torn down, amen.
Torn down.
Yeah, I can pray now. If I mess up, I repent. I can still come into the presence of God because I'm not just the people of God, but I'm a child of God. I'm a son of God, amen.
Amen.
And those of you who wasn't son and couldn't become son, now you can become sons today. If you are out there, I want you to know that God has torn down the wall. You can be saved if you want to be saved. I don't care what it is that you've done. I don't care how many people you done killed. I don't care how many people you done raped. I don't care how many people you done shot. How many people you done cut. How much sin you done did. I said, God tore down the wall. He said, you can still come in. And if that's you today, if you're on Facebook, just put it on Facebook. Say, I want to be saved. Amen. Just say, I want to be saved. And say, Lord, I ask for forgiveness of my sins. And Lord, I ask that you would come into my heart and live in me. And I'll serve you. You just make a small request like that. That'll start things off. Amen.
Amen.
There has to be a beginning somewhere before there can be an end. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Has to be a beginning before there can be an end. And if you make just a small request like that, then your journey will begin. It's always a journey. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes everything is not microwave. It takes time.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. With Israel, it would have been an 11-day journey if they would have just obeyed.
Mm-hmm.
But they wouldn't obey. You need the Holy Ghost. Have you received the Holy Spirit? Acts chapter 19, verse 1 through 6. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed?
Yes.
Paul came down to the upper court and found there was believers, amen. Nobody was saying that they weren't believers, amen. And see, that's where we get messed up today, amen. This is why churches are separated today over the Holy Ghost. God, we don't believe you need the Holy Ghost, and we believe just get baptized, you're all right, amen. But if you look at Acts 19, 1 through 6, I believe, they asked him, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe?
Mm-hmm.
If that's you, you haven't received the Holy Ghost since you became a believer. If you're on Facebook, put your name up there. Just put a name up there and a dot by it. Because the wall been torn down, there's no wall to stop you from coming in now.
Amen.
Don't let the devil tell you there's something stopping you from being healed now. Amen. Because he'll lie to you about that. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what you did. Well, that don't stop me from being a child of God. Come on, y'all. Amen.
Yeah.
Say it again. Say, that don't stop me from being a child of God. I should mess up. I should mess up. But that don't stop me from being a child of God. Amen. Amen. I should walk upright. Amen. But that don't stop me from being a child of God. Amen. Because what he done tore down the wall. He cut out my heart. Father God, we thank you for the word of God and all you are out there today. I guess I'm forgetting something, amen. I guess I'm forgetting about, you know, I always forget about, you know, everybody talk about the offering part and all that. And I so forget about that, yeah, amen. But if you want to send something to us today, or anytime you want to send it, amen. I always let people know, amen, God don't have me begging. I ain't going to be begging nobody for nothing. But if God lays it on your heart to give, you're supposed to give as God lays it on your heart to give. Amen.
Amen.
Not nobody have to beg you to do it. Amen.
Amen.
And so if you want to send something to Care Church Inc. at gmail.com, that is at PayPal,
and Cash
Out. PayPal and Cash Out. Send what God lays on your heart. Amen.
Amen.
If God lays $1 million on your heart, send it.
Amen.
Amen. If God lays $2 on your heart, send it.
Amen.
It's whatever God lays on your heart. And give out of your heart. Don't just give just to be given. Give it out of your heart. Amen.
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 Praise God. Praise God. Is anybody got a testimony before we go? Amen. I don't know all of you
yes.
on Facebook, but we have a list here.
Yes,
right
there's
quick,
a testimony.
Go ahead, sister.
Hi, this is Sister Alexandra. Hello to everyone online. I have a testimony today. I have actually two testimonies. The first testimony is I had told the audience on Friday that I was going to be preaching finances for purses and wallets.
Thank you.
And I didn't know. I started talking to God, and I told him, I said, well, Lord, you know, I told the people to come on Friday, and I said, and I told them that I'd be blessing purses and wallets. And so I sent it out to everyone. And I said, but Lord, if I'm going to be telling them I'm blessing purses and wallets, I'm going to need a testimony from you that this can be done. And so I start praying about it and everything, and I just went into prayer, and I just told him just bless the line when Friday come. I said, but Lord, I need a testimony to give them. So if I could get one from you, you know, I think they will believe, you know, they'll believe it. And so I just went into prayer and started talking, and then this was Wednesday night, and I was talking to him. And so when I got through talking to him at about, hello, can you guys hear me? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. Okay. So this was Wednesday night when I was because it seemed like the sound was bouncing off, echoing or something. Maybe I need to turn my phone down.
No, that might be our phone. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay. Anyway, so this was Wednesday night when I was talking to God. And so I told him, I said, I need a testimony, Father, to give to them, you know, so they can, their faith can grow. So they'll, you know, really believe what I'm telling them and not just take for granted I'm just making up something so they'll listen. Anyway, when I got through talking to God, this was Wednesday night around 11 something, a little bit after 12. So after I told him that, and I went into prayer, and I was getting ready for bed, so my phone started clicking, click, click, clink, 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 like a jackpot. And I looked at it, and money came in, under $1,000 into my bank account. Now, this is not my money that I normally get, but I'm just saying. I just put it, you know, I'm just being honest with you. And under $1,000. Yeah, it was a little under $1,000, but yeah, it came in, and I was like, you know, I was flabbergasted. I didn't know what to do. I shook my daughter, woke her up. I said, God actually listened to me, and he gave me a testimony for Friday. So when Friday
Hallelujah.
Came, I was ready to give a testimony. And so when Friday rolled around, I went in and I did my thing about the purses. And I was explaining to the people that was on the line that was in the sound of within the sound of my voice that their bills were going to be paid because I prayed over the bills and then I prayed over the credit cards, you know, and then I told them about their balances. If they had balances, the balances would decrease, and if they had bank accounts, the bank accounts would increase. And so I went into prayer with that, and I think I was online. Me and my daughter, we prayed about like 30 minutes, and I was just telling the Lord about, you know, the bank accounts, the bills being paid in the name of Jesus, and I was just going on and on and on and on. And after that, when the prayer was over on Friday evening, My daughter's bank account went off on Saturday morning, and my daughter got under $1,000. And so everybody that attended Friday was going to get a blessing, and I told them that the Lord was going to bless them because I asked them for confirmation so that the people would, you know, believe it. He gave me one the day before, and he gave my daughter one the day after. So I'm just letting you know, God was on the line Friday. So for all those that came on that line Friday, they should be given testimonies. If you were there, you have a testimony because I have one. This is not shenanigans. This is not nothing made up to make people think something. This is real. So I just wanted to, you know, that's my testimony. My daughter got some money Saturday morning. I got mine before Friday. So I'm just saying. So I just talked to the Lord about it and told him in order for people to believe, they got to be able to see something because I know in today's society, people want proof of everything. But he did. He came through. God answered my prayer. He answered my daughter's prayer. And if you were on the line with your pocketbook, wallet, credit cards, or bill, you would have a testimony too. Because I asked him to bless everybody on the line, whoever showed up, whoever heard the sound of my voice. And it is real. Amen. So I want to say that. I also have another testimony about a brother of mine that is in the circle where we pray and stuff together and everything. Me and my brother, we talked, and I do believe we came to a conclusion. So there should not be a wall or a fence up there because I told him that if I offended him, then I apologize. And I told him I apologize as many times as it takes. Like the Lord said, if I need to apologize to him 10 times a day, then I'll do that. So, but I apologized to him so that if he thought it was a fence up or we weren't talking for any reason, that is now, you know, went to the Lord too as well and told the Lord that, you know, I asked for forgiveness and I also prayed for my brother and I prayed for myself. So there should not be a wall up. At least we got to talk about it and get it off the table. And I also told him that I love him in the name of Jesus and ain't nothing he can do about it. You know, whether Amen. He believed me or not, it's nothing he can do about it. And I told him I do love him. You know what I'm saying? Thank so if he you. Have any doubt, and he still may have some doubt, but I told him, regardless of what you may think, I do love you. You know what I'm saying? And I Amen. Told him that. So I wanted everybody on the line to know that I'm not holding anything against no brother or sister that I know of. If you have, I wouldn't be supposed to clear it up. So I'm glad that we were able to talk and get it cleared up. So, but I let them know that I do love them. So that's not going to change. That's not going to change because I'm not going to hell for nobody because I'm not showing love or I don't have love for him because that's one of the commandments. So I do have love for him. And, you know, and it can grow. And even more and more, you know what I'm saying? But the love is there. It's there. 100%. I think I did my part at this point, and the Lord know I've done my part at this point, and I will continue to do my part. And so I just wanted to say all three of those. So,
thank
amen.
You, thank you.
Like
amen. God bless you. Anybody else like this? Amen. So we go. Anybody else got a testimony? Oh, Pastor Prevost?
Amen, amen. I just want to say God is good, you know, all the time.
Amen.
God is good all the time? Amen. What about this afternoon?
Yeah, this afternoon at 5 o'clock, we're going to be discussing, do you believe in aliens? Do you believe in UFOs, demons, spirits? So call in at 5 o'clock during the discussion, bringing the scripture with you. And we're going to have a fun time in the Lord.
Amen. 5 o'clock today. Amen. Fun time in the Lord. Do you believe in UFOs? Demons? So if you believe in demons, you have to believe in UFOs. Because that's demonic activity. Amen. Anything else? Anyone else? Praise God. Amen. Well, we'll do this next time. Amen. Amen. May the Lord, we're going to just pray out. May God, our Savior, Jesus Christ, may be with you henceforth, now, and forever. As we dismiss from this place, this line, but not from the presence of God. And may the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church,
oh,
say amen.
To what his plans are.
Let the church,
to what his word
say,
says. Let the church say, let the church say.